go to Stephen in Island. Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm good today.
I've been a firefighter in Island for too long, over 40 years, and we're kind of trying to be proactive. We actually purchased two products to address the issue, and they're actually from Europe. One, an actually fire-resistant blanket that you cover the vehicle and starve it of oxygen so you could approach it. And the second one is actually we're the first company in Jersey to purchase one, and it's an EV extinguishing system by Rauschenbauer. Now, the blanket costs over $3,000, and the extinguishing system is $35,000.
No kidding.
And what it does is there's a control unit and then hose out of it, and it goes to a unit that looks, and it has a shower head, a metal unit with a shower head that punches up into the battery compartment. And instead of taking 50,000 gallons, so it punches up a hardened steel tip, and it puts about 800 gallons a minute into the battery compartment directly, because that's the problem. The batteries are encased in a steel enclosure, so you don't have access to them.
So Stephen, how would it work? You'd have to have firefighters, like almost like they were like a battery ram or a lance?
No, what happens is there's a control unit that you tie an air bottle that we use for our air packs into, and then water off the engine. Then it has a 25-foot hose that's fire-resistant coming off it, and a square unit with it looks like a shower head that punches up, you know, when you pressurize it. So you slide it under the vehicle, and it punches right up
into where the battery is. I see, it goes up into the, okay.
If you actually go to our website, islandfire.org, and go to news, you know, because we're the first company in Jersey to purchase one, you know, and you'll see it. There's actually a video on it.
Islandfire.org. I love it. But there you go. You kind of made my point, Stephen, right? It's
so
you're talking
$40,000.
40 grand. Yeah. So who should pay for that? The Island taxpayers?
Yeah, I know.
No.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I know. No. Yeah, that's, yeah, I know. That's the problem. You know, we don't get, you know, reimbursed for that directly, you know, but there are products out there. They're really coming. They're more advancements in Europe. Both of these products are from Europe, you know. But even the blanket's great because you can use it in parking decks where you can't get an engine into, you know. So those, you know.
Wow, you're a directly. Well, Stephen, I'm going to add this to the post, and I'm going to, because I want people to see what you guys are doing. I'm very innovative. I love that you're doing it. Look, you're about public safety.
We're trying to help the other fire departments that were like mutual aid, that if a local company gets it, because like you said, it could take hours. So it's not like we have to be first on the scene, but we can pull up with our unit, you know?
Right.
And even tie it right off their engine, you know, and put out the battery. So they're saying it's putting out a battery firing about 8,000 gallons.
And what I love about that, Stephen, A, you're saving 40,000 gallons of water, number one. And number two, you're solving the problem and mitigating the risk to the firefighters. But again, who pays the 40,000? I think the electric vehicle driver should pay for that. That's my thought.
You make a lot of sense with that.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
Give you a heads up when I heard you talking about it.
I appreciate it. Stephen, thanks. I'm going to add it into the post and put it online later today. Great. Thank you.